It is now time for Kids Q, our kids question of the week here on 97.9 The Hill. Kids Q is designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children, or really just a great way to start a conversation with the child in your life, whether it be friends and family. It is an excellent time each week, and I have a good feeling about this week's too, because I am joined in the studio today by host of our morning show, This Morning with Aaron Keck, Aaron Keck himself, as well as Jada Jarillo. Aaron, Jada, thanks so much for stopping by. How are you guys doing
I'm
this
good.
Wednesday?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thanks, Brighton.
Of course. I'm doing okay. I'm hoping the rain is finished in our community by the time I take off from the station, but I think I'm going to have a pretty good front row seat to any storm that passes through in the next little bit.
You are going to get poured on.
You know, I always, if I'm a big pet peeve for me is wet clothes. Mm-hmm. So anytime it looks like there's rain in the forecast, I usually have my raincoat. And today I'm a step further. I've got my raincoat and I'm wearing my rain boots.
Nice.
So hopefully that's enough to ward it off. Like if I'm wearing that stuff, if I've taken
Surely it won't come.
It's not gonna happen. So we'll just have to see as the afternoon goes on. Our kids' question of the week is tied to something super exciting coming up that we are doing here at 97.9 The Hill that you might have already heard of if you've been tuned into the radio station in the last few days. We've got our summer music series Live and Local Live coming up with the first concert in just a few days. It's going to happen right outside of our studio on the Radio City Music Patio, formerly known as the City Kitchen Patio. Aaron, you're going to be holding down the fort with a lot of these local musicians coming in. Can you share some more details for the listeners?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. First one is Thursday, June 17th, and we're going to be doing music once a month for the summer. So June, and then again in July, and then again in August. We've got Jonathan Bird coming up in July, who's one of our favorite local artists. We'll have the Shoal Diggers in August. They're an amazing band. We're going to kick off the series again in just a couple of weeks on Thursday, June 17th, with another one of our favorites, Blue Cactus, which is just a great, fantastic country folk duo. We've had them here in the studio several times. They just put out an album. They've got a couple of amazing singles that they released earlier this year, like two of the best local songs that have come out all year long so far are theirs, and they are playing outside our studio in just a couple of weeks, and we're really excited about it. We'll be selling tickets to people who want to come by and watch it live, chapelboro.com/live and local live. Yep.
I was going to say, Jada, I'm sure you can fill in
Jada's
how people
the one
can...
who's been in charge of everything behind the scenes. Yeah. I'm just the guy who's going to be introducing the bands on the
You're
night.
You're going to be the front man that night. Yeah. We are really excited about this. We haven't done anything like this in recent history, at
Ever,
least.
Not, I think.
I mean, maybe a long time ago in like the 70s, but not that any of us remember. I don't know. But, you know, we're really excited to get to support some of these local bands during what has been a difficult time for them. And also, this gets to be a way for us to make a little bit of extra money. And so it's going to serve as a fundraiser for the radio station. And so we actually, we are selling tickets for the event, and it's a limited number of tickets because the patio is not very big. But it's name your own ticket price. And so we want to offer people the opportunity to come and enjoy music, but also give us a little donation and help the musicians at the same time.
And we'll have some great music, obviously, with the band. But we'll also have Craft Brewing Company there selling beer. We'll have discounts for restaurants around University Place Mall. So if you want to come by and get some food, we'll have that for you available around the mall. So just a really nice evening out all around. And I know just from talking to musicians and bands over the last 8 months since we started getting them back into the studio and playing during Live and Local, like, they're so excited about just having the opportunity to play live. And those are the bands. I know I'm excited, and I know a lot of folks around here in the community are excited about just getting back out there and seeing live shows again.
Yeah.
And this is a great opportunity for that.
Well, and just to add, the coolest thing about this is it's not just a live concert. It's going to be a live radio show.
Yes.
Right.
So the people that come get to be a part of a live radio audience,
yeah,
which is a really cool experience in and of itself.
It is going to be excellent, as you're saying, kind of a, not just a start to the summer, but a kind of a signaling of moving into this new normal, and I'm really looking forward to it. The rest of the team at 97.9 The Hill has cooked us up this kids' question of the day, which is kind of along the lines of Live and Local Live. Here is the question. If you were in a band, what would your band name be?
Ooh.
It is an excellent one, and one that I'm happy to say I've thought of for a very, very long time. Like,
oh,
I think of this question very frequently. I don't know, but so you're the same way.
I got my answer ready.
Okay. Kind of have an answer, too.
Okay. Why don't you start, Aaron? Yeah.
So back in when I was in grad school, I had a friend who really wanted eventually to have a band and name it Dick Grayson. After Dick Grayson, a.k.a. Robin from the Batman comics, he thought Dick Grayson would be a great name for a band. And I said, what about Dick Grayson and the Oracles? Because Oracle is another Batman character. And just that sounds like just an old, like, Motown classic band. He thought that was great. Anyway, we've gone our separate ways. So he's still got Dick Grayson. I want my band to be The Oracles.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
It's just a classic name, and I don't think it's been taken by anyone of huge significance. So I think it's still open.
So you've got the Batman reference in there. You have the backstory of it already, which is nice, but it also has the other meaning in terms of, like, looking into the future or knowing the past. Yeah,
yeah.
I like that a good bit. Jada, what comes to mind for a band name for you?
Okay. So mine is kind of a joke, literally and figuratively. But so my fiance Kenny and I have joked about starting a band and naming it JK, which is basically because the band itself would kind of be just for fun, and also because it's our initials, J and K. He would play the piano, and I would play the ukulele. But we're not accounting for the fact that my son, he's five, and he just got a miniature drum set for his birthday. So we have to work him into that acronym.
JDK.
Somehow. But JDK. Yeah, I don't know.
I like that. All right. So I have a couple of things I'm going to run you through here. So my dad, for the longest time, he's in his own band, the Crooked Pine Band, folk band, and excellent name there based on a house that they all lived in at one point. He has always thought a good name for kind of like a punk rock band or anything like that that would be on the silly side would be Dangerous Toast. take from that what you will. I thought that one is fun. I've always thought kind of a fun band name would be Tastes Like Chicken. I think for this case, though, if I were in a band too, and this is kind of a follow-up question, if I were in a band, I'd probably do like pop rock. I'd be on the poppier side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I kind of like the Sideways.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I don't know. That's just for the longest time when I was like younger, I thought Sidewalk Chalk was going to be it. But I don't know. I've moved away from
like
that.
Like just
now.
as a phenomenon or as a band name?
As a band name.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
As a band name. That's a lot of thought, Brayden.
But yeah, I think the Sideways is what I'd go with now.
I think
Sideways is pretty cool.
The is very important there
it
because
is.
Sideways is a movie from 2004, which is, you know, one thing. But also, it just doesn't have the same vibe as The Sideways.
The Sideways.
You're on a bill with
it's
the Strokes
sideways.
And the Hives, and you're doing like a retro.
The 1975.
Yeah.
That's kind of where the idea comes from, for sure.
The Ataris.
Sure. What would the musical of the Oracles be?
I've got some songs in my head. It ranges from pop to country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me at all. And I imagine JK or JDK or DJK would be. What?
I think it would have some, you know, Kenny loves country, honestly, so, like, it'd have some country roots. I think, like, folksy, Americana, but Diego's, like, a rock kid. He loves, like, I don't know, like, songs by Muse really appeal to him. So.
That's fair.
It might be a great mix of things.
Well, it'd be like Postmodern Jukebox.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think together we could put together a pretty good concert series from all of our bands. I have to say.
Not as the three we've got coming up.
I was going to say, it's going to
be the next one.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, this one is going to be so much fun. Again, the place to go to in order to get tickets, chapelboro.com/liveandlocallive. The first event coming up is Thursday, June 17th. It's going to be right outside of our radio station here at University Place. Aaron Keck, Jada Jarello, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on KidsQ today.
I've never been on this side of the microphone.
I
know.
Congratulations.
Yeah, your KidsQ debut over there.
Yeah. Fun.
But thanks so much. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks,
and if you want to ask your kids or a child in your life this same question, if you were in a band, what would your band name be? Be sure to let us know. We love to see where those kind of conversations go. If you have good answers, be sure to share them with us on social media. Tag us and use the hashtag KidsQ.